Well, for some years now, we've been following the cases of those conscripts who've been fleeing the country and seeking asylum abroad. But now we are concerned about the reports that relatives of people who have fled or evaded conscription are now being arrested in connection with their flight and are now being imprisoned.
Why would they be arrested?
It appears that there is a government campaign to prevent this opposition to conscription and also to press those who have fled to return and to, in fact, punish their whole families.
Is this a large number of people that you are hearing reports about?
It's difficult to say at this stage. I mean, what we've heard and seen is that it started in the southern region, Deboub region, but that it could well become a national campaign. And there are these reports of several hundred relatives, fathers, mothers, and other relatives of young conscripts, young people, who've been detained in the last couple of weeks.
Now, is there any indication where these alleged deserters are?
Well, the biggest flow of those deserting, has been from Sawar camp across the border to Sudan. So most have gone through Sudan and either remain there or continue on to other countries. Some have in the past gone to Libya, to Malta, and en route to Europe and trying to seek asylum in different countries with varying degrees of success.
Amnesty is saying relatives reportedly have been offered to be released if they paid a fine, in a sense?
That seems to be the situation, which is very strange, because what we are asking what legality there is about this whole process, whether it is within the laws and constitution of Eritrea. People are supposed to be brought to court within 48 hours and then held under a recognized criminal charge. What this charge might be, we don't know, but we have not heard that people have actually been taken into a judicial process. So whether it's a fine or a demand for bail, it seems to be some kind of demand for money, which is maybe regarded as bail for release or maybe a condition that the missing person should be found and returned. This, of course, is impossible. If somebody is outside the country, they're not going to return for this. If they are within the country, possibly there might be pressure for them to return. But it looks a very disturbing situation if somebody is imprisoned just because of a family relationship with somebody wanted by the authorities.
Have you made your concerns known to the Eritrean government? And if so, has there been any reaction?
We have not got any direct contact with the Eritrean government at this stage. We have got many concerns about human rights in Eritrea, about detention of dissidents for past 4 years, detention of journalists as prisoners of conscience, and most recently, a religious persecution. The government does not engage in any dialogue about religious persecution, for example. We would be very happy to go to Eritrea to meet with the government, to look into the situation, to ask people from the minority churches if they're being arrested, to ask conscription evaders or the relatives of conscription evaders if they're being arrested. That's the kind of communication we would like to have with the government, but unfortunately the government is rejecting any kind of communication about human rights except for a blanket denial that there is any human rights violation in the country.